Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Emma Watson plays Belle, the village nonconformist, whose arrival at a magical castle impresses a talking candlestick played by Ewan McGregor in the new live-action version of Beauty and the Beast.
Look, a girl.
Who said that?
If she is the one who'll break the spell, you must finally learn to love.
And it's easy to love this spectacularly entertaining movie that brings back all the beloved old songs and characters while throwing in some new ones who fit in perfectly. Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey plays the Beast, and Ian McKellen from the Lord of the Rings movies, of course, is a crusty old talking clock.
You can talk.
Hello, court.
How lovely to make your acquaintance.
What happens when the last petal falls?
The Mastel remains a beast forever.
And we become antiques.
Well, this delightful film does have an antique, timeless quality, despite subtle but unmistakable nods to political correctness. The special effects are truly special. The characterization's even more vivid, with more backstory than in the animated version, and the musical numbers masterfully well choreographed. Audra McDonald is a vocal standout as a chest of drawers with a truly amazing voice. It's rated PG with a few snarling wolves who are a bit too menacing for very small children. And Gaston, in this version, played by Luke Evans, truly is a hateful villain. If you love the first film, as I did, chances are you'll enjoy this remake even more. 4 stars for Beauty and the Beast.